们感谢你，今天也是我们的供应。
Lord, thank you, you are our supply.
今天早上我们在这里再次仰望你来供应我们。
Lord, this morning we depend on you to supply us.
让我们看见，你的话质量何等的不动摇。
We see that your word is unmovable.
成为我们脚前的灯，成为我们路上的光。
And become our light in our path.
下面的时间我们再来仰望你。
We commit the time to your hands. In your precious name we pray.
我们翻开约书亚记第十章。
Let's open to Joshua chapter 10.
我们第一节到第十节，我们请用中文来念。
Let's read chapter verse 1 to 10, that the Chinese speaking saints read it.
然后从十一节到第十五节，我们用英文来念。
Verse 11 to 15, let the English speaking saints read.
好，我们现在一起来。耶路撒冷王亚多尼喜德听见约书亚夺了爱城，进行毁灭。怎样在耶利哥和耶利哥的王，也照样在爱城和爱城的王。又听见西甸的居民与以色列人立了合约，住在他们中间，就甚惧怕，因为西甸是一座大城，如都城一般更大，并且城内的人都是勇士。所以耶路撒冷王亚多尼喜德打发人去见希伯伦王和西甸来帮助他
English. And it came to pass as they fled from before Israel and were in the going down of Bethoron, and the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died, and there were more who died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Then spoke Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Aijalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book? So the sun stood still in the midst of the heaven, and hastened not to go down about a whole day. And there were no day like unto it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. And Joshua returned and all the Israel with him unto the camp at Gilgal.
我们没有时间把整章念完。
We don't have the time to read the whole chapter.
在这张圣经让我们看见以色列人打了很大的一个胜仗。
And we see in this chapter that the children of Israel won a great victory.
如果我们研究圣经的地图的话，我们就知道这个基甸呢是在迦南地的刚好的中间。
If we try to look at the map, we see that this place is in between, in the midst of Canaan.
耶利哥、爱城跟基甸都是在迦南地的这个中央的地带。
Gibeon, Ai, and Jericho is in the middle of Canaan.
所以神带领以色列人先把这个迦南地的中心呢先占领了。
So the Lord led the children of Israel to take over the center of the land.
然后这一张圣经让我们看见是约书亚怎么样把那个地方以南的地方完全占领了。
And the Lord, and here we see how the Lord led Joshua to take over the land, the south of the land.
然后在第十一章的时候，他又攻击在基甸以北的那个地方。
In chapter 11, the Lord led Joshua to fight against
the kings
in the north.
从这张圣经里面，我们想来从两个方面来思想。
When we read this chapter, let's try to look at it at two aspects.
头一方面我们从以色列人这方面来思想。
We try to look it in the side of the Israelites.
那另外一方面我们从基甸人这方面来思想。
Then we will look at the point of view of the Gibeonites.
首先有一点我们想要在这里思想的就是迦南地是神已经应许给以色列人的。
We see that the land of Canaan has been promised by the Lord to the Israelites.
在他们还没有过约旦河他们就神就已经应许给他们了。
Before they crossed the river Jordan, the Lord had already promised the land of Canaan to them.
但是他们不是一天之内就把整个迦南地就得到了。
But they won't get the whole Canaan in just in one day.
他们乃是经过许多的征战。
But they will pass through the many battles.
他们经过好多好多的城。
And they will pass through a lot of cities.
乃是一个城一个城的来得到。
They will take the land city by city.
这跟我们在属灵里面的经历是一样的。
It is the same with our spiritual experience.
但我们在属灵的追求里面并不是一天之内我们就要把所有属灵的丰富都得着了。
Like in our spiritual pursuit, we cannot gain all the spiritual reality in just in one day.
而是在一生属灵的道路上面我们乃是一个城一个城的来得着。
Rather in our spiritual whole lifetime, we will gain city by city.
也许当我们主给我们一个经历像耶利哥一样的时候我们可能觉得我已经得着了。
Maybe the Lord gave us the experience in Jericho, and we feel that we already gained it.
像我们这些人啊如果碰到一次像耶利哥这样的事情的话我们感觉哎呀我好伟大。
If we have the experience of Jericho, we feel that we are great.
这个大概就是整个神的丰富了。
Maybe we will feel that this is all the riches of God.
但实际上那不过是一个城就是
But in reality it's only a city.
耶利哥不过是神要给我们的一个部分就是了。
Jericho is only a part that the Lord will give to us.
我们不能够停留在耶利哥。
We cannot remain in Jericho.
也不能够停留在爱城。
We cannot remain in Ai.
也不能够停留在基甸。
We cannot remain only in Gibeon.
基甸是一个大城。
Gibeon is a great city.
基甸胜过爱城。
Gibeon even surpassed Ai,
但是他还不能够停留在基甸。
But they cannot still remain in Gibeon,
因为在南方还有许多的城。
Because in the north there are still a lot of cities.
在北边有许多的城。
In the south there are also a lot of cities.
神要我们一生的路一生的属灵的追求里面就是要得到他要给我们的城。
In our spiritual lifetime, the Lord wants us to gain all these cities.
他们在迦南地的得胜乃是一次又一次的得胜。
And the victory in Canaan is from one victory to another victory.
并不是一次得胜就足够了。
One victory is not enough.
乃至他们天天得胜
But they will be victorious day by day.
我们在属灵的生活里面最重要的就是这一点
In our spiritual daily life, it's most important is this thing.
乃至经历那个天天得胜的生活
is that we can experience a victorious life day by day.
如果我们失去了这一个认识的话
If we fail to have this kind of a knowledge,
那我们就一直讲我们在耶利哥所经过的事
Then we will keep on repeating our experience in Jericho.
有的时候有些弟兄姊妹也会有这样的一个光景。
Some of the saints will have this kind of a condition.
当你跟他交通的时候他老是讲到耶利哥的事。
Whenever you have fellowship with him, he will always speak of Jericho.
他老是讲到在约旦河的事。
They will speak concerning his experience in Jordan.
虽然耶利哥跟约旦河都是非常的好。
Even though the experience in Jericho and in Jordan is good.
但我们从圣经上就知道耶利哥的胜利呢不能帮助他们在爱城。
But we can see that the victory in Jericho cannot help them in the victory in Ai.
所以我们需要来经历每一天的得胜。
So we need to experience a day by day victory.
第二点我们发现到的
the second point that we need to see.
每一次得胜的方法都是不一样的。
Every victory that they have gained, the method is different.
我们从到现在开始，我们看了好多次以色列人的得胜。
We can see here that there are a lot of victories gained by the children of Israel.
没有两次是完全一样的。
Not two of them are the same alike.
你看，在耶利哥的时候，他们的得胜是绕那个耶利哥城七天。
The victory in Jericho is that they encircled the city seven times.
他们一天绕一次，到第七天呢绕了七次。
Every day they encircled the city of Jericho, and on the seventh day they encircled the city seven times.
这是他们在耶利哥得胜的那个经历。
And this is the experience they had in Jericho.
那他们是不是能够停留在这个经历的里面呢？
Should they remain in the experience of Jericho?
他们到了爱城的时候，可不可以说我们再来重新用耶利哥的方法呢？
Can they?When they came to Ai, can they say that we can use the method we have in Jericho to defeat the city of Ai?
我们来绕那个爱城，也绕它十三次。
Let's go over the city of Ai 13 times.
我们到了基甸的时候，我们也再来重新一次，我们再绕基甸十三次。
And when they came to Gibeon, can they say that we can encircle the city of Gibeon for 13 times?
因为耶利哥神是这样带领我们的。
Because in Jericho, the Lord lead us this way.
这一定是出于神的。
And this is really of God.
所以我们到每个城我们都是这样。
So when we come to every city, let's do it the same way.
我们很清楚的知道神在他们身上没有这样的带领。
But we see clearly that the Lord didn't lead them this way.
所以我们也要在这里学习一件事。
So we should also learn one thing.
不管我们在属灵上主给我们什么样的经历。
Whether what kind of experience the Lord gave us in our spiritual life,
我们不能把那个经历一直带着走。
We cannot bring this experience with us.
那个经历是用在耶利哥的。
This experience is only used in Jericho.
在爱城他们又经历了另外一个经历。
In Ai, they have another kind of experience.
在爱城他们是用埋伏的方法。
In Ai, they use the method of
他们躲在那个城的后面。
Oh, they hide in the rear of the city.
然后他们就两面的来攻打敌人。
And they use this to defeat the enemy.
他们到了基甸的时候就不是这个方法了。
In Gibeon, it's another different kind of method.
我们能不能够把那个爱城的方法重复的使用呢？
Can we use the method in defeating Ai to be used in Gibeon again?
主没有这样的带领。
The Lord didn't have that kind of a leading.
到了基甸的时候，主给他们另外一个带领。
In Gibeon, the Lord gave him another kind of leading.
你看，在耶利哥城的时候，神给他们的方法是慢的一个方法。
In Jericho, the Lord gave them a slow method.
要花了一个礼拜。
They need to spend the whole week.
但是基甸的话，神给他们的是一个非常快的方法。
In Gibeon, the Lord gave them a very fast method.
他们一个晚上就从吉甲到了那个基甸。
In one night from Gilgal, they went to Gibeon.
那个距离要走路要走三天。
The distance is about 3 days.
如果正常的行走要三天才能达到。
With a normal pace, they need to reach Gibeon in 3 days.
但是约书亚那一天终夜一个晚上就到了基甸。
But Joshua from Gilgal they went to Gibeon in the night time.
而且在很快的时间里面，整个敌人都已经崩溃了。
In a very fast pace they defeat all the enemy.
当那个敌人在逃跑的时候，神降了冰雹来打他们。
When the enemy is running, the Lord sent in hailstone to defeat them.
在基甸这个地方呢，实在是很奇妙一件事。
In Gibeon it's really a wonderful thing.
因为神实在是借了他们的失败，要让他们得胜。
Through the defeat of the children of Israel, the Lord caused them to have the victory.
从以色列人的观点来看，他们在基甸实在是失败了。
In the point of view of the children of Israel, they are really defeated in Gibeon.
因为他们受了基甸人的欺骗。
Because they are fooled by the Gibeonites.
这个失败可以说有两方面的失败。
There are two items of defeat.
一方面呢，他们让那个基甸人住在他们的中间。
They caused the Gibeonites to live in their midst.
就是让世界进入了以色列人的当中。
Causing the world to be brought in the midst of the children of Israel.
这是一个很严肃的一个失败。
It's a very serious defeat.
第二，他们不但让他们居住在他们的中间，他们还与他们立约。
Not only they caused the Gibeonites to live in their midst and they had a league with them.
他们与他们立约。
They had a covenant with them.
这就是代表他们跟世界有了一个妥协的行为。
This means to say they had a compromise with the world.
所以这是一个很大的失败。
This is a very serious defeat.
但是借了这个失败，神也教训以色列人。
But through this defeat, the Lord taught the children of Israel a lesson.
让他们也经历了一个很大的得胜，在那个失败以后。That after the defeat, they had a great victory. 从这个击败以后呢，我们就看见以色列人不再失败了。After Gibeon, we see that the children of Israel didn't have any defeat anymore. 从这件事情上，我们所学习的是什么呢？ In what lesson do we learn from this? 就是我们这个人如果要有得胜的一个生活的话，我们的理念需要先被对付。This causes us to see if we want to have many victories, our inward man should be dealt with. 那我们里面需要被对付的是什么呢？ Inside of us, what should we deal with? 头一个就是我们的肉体需要被对付。Firstly, our flesh needs to be dealt with. 那就是在基甲他们所经历的。This is what they experienced at Gilgal. 另外就是我们需要有信心。Secondly, we need to have faith. 是在耶利哥他们所学习的。This is what they learned in Jericho. 第三就是他们需要顺服神。Thirdly, they need to obey God. 这是在爱城他们所学习的。This is what they learn in AI. 最后不能和世界有任何的妥协。Fourthly, we need not have any compromise with the world. 如果我们在这四方面学习了这个功课的话 ，If we have learned this lesson, these four lessons, 那外面的得胜是非常的容易的。Then the outward victory is very easy.你看，在耶利哥要七天才可以得到得胜。In Jericho, they need 7 days in order to gain the victory. 在基甸，他们至少也花了一段的时间，他们才得到那个得胜。In Gibeon, they need to spend a period of time in order to gain the victory. 但是在第十章里面 ，But in chapter 10, 他们不是击败一个城，他们击败所有那个南方的城。They not only defeat a city, but they defeat the whole city in the south.有名字的城就有七个。There are renowned names, renowned cities, there are 7. 还有许多是没有记在名字的。And there are a lot of cities that is not mentioned. 它实际上用这个全地来形容。They use the whole land as a kind of a description. 所以你看到这里就一个很大的一个对比。So we can see here there is a big difference.不管是耶利哥、爱城和基甸也好，这些呢只是一个很小很小的一块地方。Whether it's Gibeon, Ai, or Jericho, this is only a small city. 这几个城都是在那个便雅悯支派的那个范围的里面。And this city are within the sphere of the tribe of Benjamin. 但是在第十章里面，他们把整个南方的那块迦南地都占领了。But in chapter 10, we see they gained the whole south of the land.这就让我们学习，如果神在我们的里面得到我们的话 ，So we can see here if we let God gain our inward being， 然后外面的得胜就是非常的容易。So the outward victory will be very easy。第四点，我们来看他们这个得胜的光景是怎么样。We can let's see the condition of their victory。头一点，他们乃是从基甲上去的。Firstly, they begin at Gilgal。他们不但从基甲上去，他们得胜以后，他们又回到基甲。Not only they begin at Gilgal, after the victory they still return to Gilgal. 这成为以色列人的一个习惯了。This has become a kind of a habit of the children of Israel. 这是一个非常重要的一件事。It is a very important thing. 每一次的征战都是从基甲上去的。Every battle should begin at Gilgal. 这是我们得胜的一个基础。It is the foundation of our victory.他们从基甲上去的时候，一个晚上就跑了三天的路程。When they begin at Gilgal, they went to Gibeon in the next time. 弟兄姊妹，我们今天在属灵里面的追求是不是这样呢 ？In our spiritual pursuit, are we the same? 我们是不是一个晚上来跑三天的路程呢 ？Do we get to? We use a night time in going through a three day journey.还是我们反过来，我们用三天的时间来走一个晚上的路程呢 ？Or we use 3 day time in walking a night length? Amen. 在迦南地有太多太多的城。In the land of Canaan, there are a lot of cities. 当我们在神的面前的光景是对的时候 ，If our condition before God is right, 神要我们很快很快的去得到。The Lord will cause us to gain these cities in a very quick pace. 保罗叫我们向着标杆直跑。Paul said we should go forward. 弟兄姊妹，我们要从基甲上来，要终夜跑到基甸去。From Gilgal we will go to Gibeon in one night's time. 上一个主日，我们袁弟兄在我们当中交通。Our brother Yan has fellowship last week. 他告诉我们，他把新约都背过了。 He said that he already memorized the whole New Testament. 他把旧约重要的经节都背过了。
And all the important verses in the Old Testament.
我们看见我们弟兄已经在我们前面很远了。
And we can see that our brother is really before us.
我们需要往前去。
We need to go forward.
我们需要把神应许给我们的这个城占领。
We should gain the city the Lord has promised to us.
我们需要起来奔跑。
We should rise up and run.
像约书亚一样。
Like Joshua.
第二。
Secondly.
这有一句话非常的好。
There is one word that is very good.
他说被冰雹打死的比被刀杀死的还多。
Those who are killed by hailstone are more than those who are killed by the sword.
这是一个属灵的一个征战，应该是这样的情形。
In a spiritual battle, this should be the situation.
弟兄姊妹，我们在属灵里面的征战是不是这样的情形？
In our spiritual battle, are we the same condition?
是你用刀杀的多呢，还是神用冰雹打死的多？
Are the one we killed by the sword more than the Lord killed through the hailstone?
常常我们属灵里面的征战都是我们用刀杀来杀去的。
In our spiritual battle, we kill a lot through the sword.
我们很高兴我们可以杀很多。
We are very happy we can kill a lot.
但是真正的属灵的得胜都是冰雹打死的。
But really in our spiritual battle, those who are killed should be killed by the hailstone.
并不是真正以色列人他们用刀来杀死的。
It's not really the children of Israel used the sword in killing them.
他们还没有到达的时候敌人已经溃乱了。
Before they fought the battle, the enemy are scattered.
当敌人逃跑的时候神用冰雹把他们打死。
When the enemy is running, then the Lord calls the hailstone to kill them.
这是我们应该有的经历。
We should have this kind of experience.
如果我们是在属灵里面是一个快跑的人的话，
If we in our spiritual life is a fast-paced person,
那冰雹就打死的越多。
Then those who are killed by hailstone will be more.
如果我们在属灵的里面是一个慢慢走的人的话，
If in our spiritual life we are a slow-paced person,
那我们可能需要用刀来杀死每一个人才行。
Then we need to use our sword to kill this enemy.
所以让主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们有那个约书亚那样的一个看见。
We should have this kind of seeing like Joshua.
他需要快快的去。
He should go on quickly.
可以在那里观看神的作为。
To see the works of God.
这是第二点。
This is the second point.
我们可以看见这个得胜。第三点。
The third point in the victory.
这个得胜是完全彻底的得胜。
This victory is a complete victory.
没有一点剩余的。
Not one point, not one item is remain.
为了要让这个得胜完全
，to cause this victory to be complete,
神甚至答应他们的祷告，让那个日头停在那个当中。
The Lord answered their prayer, causing the sun to remain in that place.
让那个月亮也停在那个地方。
And also causing the moon to stay in one place,
让这个得胜可以彻底。
That this victory will be complete,
让这个得胜可以完全。
That this victory will be fulfilled.
这个神给我们的得胜就是一个彻底的得胜。
The victory that God has given us is a complete victory.
如果这个得胜是人的得胜的话，就不会彻底。
If this victory is the victory of man, it will not be complete.
我们常常也可以靠着我们自己得胜。
We will use We always sometimes use ourselves to win the victory.
好比我们有一个软弱，我们有一个犯罪，我们也有一个悔改的心。
We have sinned, we repented.
但是如果这不是从神来的话，这不过是一个靠着自己的得胜。
But if this does not come from God, then it is a victory by ourselves.
这个得胜不会彻底。
And this victory will not be complete.
这个得胜也不会完全。
And this victory will not be full.
但是如果这个得胜是神为我们征战的话，
But if this victory is God fighting the battle for us,
如果这个得胜是有冰雹的话，
If this battle has hailstones,
那这个得胜就是完全，
And this victory will be complete.
我们用我们自己的刀没有办法把每一个迦南人都杀尽。
If we use our own sword, we cannot kill all the Canaanites.
因为迦南人太多了。
Because the people in Canaan is a lot.
因为在迦南地的那个洞也是很多的。
And there are a lot of caves in Canaan.
他们可以躲在洞里面的。
They can hide in caves.
你找都找不到他们。
And we cannot find them.
需要神来为我们征战。
We should really let God to fight the battle for us.
当神为我们征战的时候，他们跑都跑不掉。
If the Lord fight the battle for us, they cannot really run away from us.
那五个王最后躲在洞里面，也被他们找出来了。
And these five kings, they hide in the caves, and they found them.
这就表示他们这个得胜是完完全全的。
So we can see that the victory is is really complete. 这是一个在主面前得胜的一个光景。This is the victory in the presence of the Lord. 是从基甲出发的。And they begin at Gilgal. 是神为他们征战。And the Lord fought the battle for them. 这个征战是彻底而完全。And this victory is complete. 那我们时间的关系，我们就今天就交通到这里。Because of the time, our fellowship ends here. 让我们有一点祷告。Let's have some prayers.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为我们这些人靠着自己，我们实在不能得胜。
By ourselves, we cannot win the victory.
就是我们有一点得胜，我们的得胜也是不完全的。
Even if we have a victory by ourselves, our victory is not complete.
今天我们在面前要承认我们自己的软弱。
Lord, we admit our weakness before you.
好叫我们靠着你的恩典，能够靠着你而得胜。
By your grace, that we can have the victory.
让我们在这里能够快跑。来得着你要我们所得着的
causing us to run to get the victory that you will give promise to us.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督。
This we pray in your precious name.